Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8:30. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Authorities say they'll rely on an autopsy to determine whether a man who died after his truck hit a tree had been shot before he crashed at Murdoch and Pyatt in East Wichita. Police were called to the crash around 6 p.m. Friday and found a 45-year-old man in a pickup truck that had hit a tree. Police Sergeant Dickie Woodrow says the man was pronounced dead at an area hospital. Woodrow says there were reports of possible gunshots in the area and that the man may have been shot. Woodrow says an autopsy is expected to be completed early this week. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're just over a week away from the official arrival of summer, but it's going to feel very summer-like again this afternoon in Wichita. A few clouds this morning, windy and hot this afternoon with a high 93. South winds gusting up to 30, even 35 miles per hour. Tonight's low 73, low 90s again on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy, 75 degrees. We have a south wind at 20 miles per hour. Officials say total attendance for this year's Wichita River Festival was an estimated 410,000. KSN News spoke with Wichita Festival CEO Mary Beth Jarvis.
Down from a ginormous year last year, based on a little bit of a soft first weekend, we had the rain. But I'll tell you, after that, Mother Nature smiled on us, and we had giant crowds for some of our best concerts.
Wichita Festival says food and beverage sales are expected to be down from the 2016 record results, but above sales in 2015 and 2014, which were both very successful festivals. And more than 7,500 volunteers assisted with the nine-day festival this year. Some parents of Shawnee Mission School District students in northeast Kansas are not happy to learn the public school district has bought 8 semi-automatic rifles for its school resource officers.
Kansas City Star reports the rifles were bought in 2015, but that parents only recently learned of them. Some parents, like Lisa Veglin, were unnerved by the discovery. Veglin says she questions the effectiveness of such high-powered weaponry in the face of an active shooter in the school. Other parents, like Melissa Pat, say the nearly $6,000 purchase was excessive at a time when school budgets are tight. But John Douglas, the district's director of safety and security, and some other parents say a rising threat of active shooter situations in schools makes the high-powered guns necessary. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has confirmed the first reported case of West Nile virus this year.
The health department said in a news release Friday that the infected person lives in Barton County. The agency also said preliminary tests found the West Nile virus in 4 mosquito pools collected from traps in Reno, Shawnee, and Johnson counties. 2 birds in Shawnee County also tested positive for West Nile. West Nile symptoms range from a slight headache and low-grade fever to swelling of the brain or brain tissue, and in rare cases, death. Last year, 34 cases were found in Kansas. Of those, 21 were hospitalized. 5 died. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A former Olathe Northwest High School student who had active tuberculosis says he wants to raise awareness about the potentially fatal disease that is still relatively rare in the state.
It's discovered that Z. Pickerton had the disease 2 years ago when he was a senior. Students and staff at the school were tested. Those who tested positive for latent TB were given medications. No students tested positive for active TB. The Kansas City Star reports Pinkerton battled the disease for months. Since then, he's met with members of Congress and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to talk about vaccine research, testing protocols, and the need for new drugs. Tuberculosis is a lung ailment spread through saliva droplets coughed or sneezed into the air. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
1 year year since the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando that killed 49 people. The city marking the anniversary with private and public remembrances.
Today in Orlando is Orlando United Day. The first event was closed to the press. It was a private moment just for family members and friends, those who lost loved ones. But it's already very raw and emotional. We've been here since about 3 a.m. and it's just been a constant stream of people coming to pay their respects, standing in front of the memorial, seeing a lot of people crying, but also supporting each other.
ABC's Maggie Ruler reporting from Orlando outside Pulse. President Trump is facing a new legal battle. The attorneys general of Washington, D.C. and Maryland are filing a lawsuit over his business dealings, accusing the president of violating anti-corruption clauses in the Constitution by not separating himself from his companies. The Pentagon has identified the three U.S. soldiers killed in an insider attack in Afghanistan over the weekend. The men were from Maryland, California, and North Carolina. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning, 8:35 now on a Monday morning. Time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted tells us a movie star's grave is being moved, right?
Yeah, the remains of a famous movie star now have a new resting place.
The Hollywood Forever Cemetery is now the final resting place for Judy Garland. There was a private memorial service for the actress on Saturday, which would have been Garland's 95th birthday. She was buried in the Judy Garland Pavilion. Garland's children, including Liza Minnelli, wanted to bring their mother's remains home to Hollywood from her original burial site in New York. Judy Garland was the star of classic films like The Wizard of Oz and Meet Me in St. Louis. She died in London in 1969 at age 47. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
47. Wow.
She'd had
some problems, though, with drugs
and
things like that.
Yeah, she'd had problems. She was 47, but she looked like she was 67.
Apparently, when she was young, she was young as a teenager or whatever, they just took her on the set and just worked her to death.
Which, yeah. Well, that's what Ray Bolger said at her funeral, says she just wore out.
Wow. So they just, what a talent, though.
Yeah.
What a great voice. Wow.
Well, now she's out at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which is probably a better place.
Yeah.
Judy to lay and rest. Let's take a look at the box office this weekend. Who was tops at the movies and some scary moments for Jennifer Lawrence?
I'm Diana of Themyscira.
Wonder Woman ruled the weekend box office, earning an estimated $57 million its second weekend out, putting its total domestic gross at over $205 million and its global take at $435 million.
I'm thinking we're probably going to die here.
Not quite. The Mummy debuted with $141.8 million overseas, more than a third of that in China alone. The biggest international opening ever for a Tom Cruise film. However, it made only $32.2 million stateside for second place.
I never wanted any of this.
A scary time for Jennifer Lawrence Saturday. A rep for the actress says the private jet on which she was traveling lost one of its two engines while in flight and then lost its second engine while making an emergency landing in Buffalo, New York. The FAA's investigating. And Nick Gordon, boyfriend of the late Bobby Christina Brown, was arrested in Florida over the weekend for domestic battery and false imprisonment. He allegedly punched his current girlfriend Friday and then refused to allow her to leave the home they share. I'm Christopher Watson.
Last night, honoring Broadway's best, the Tony Awards were handed out. A musical about teenage outsiders was the big winner.
It's a show about loneliness in the age of social media, feeling left out, teen angst, and suicide. And Tony voters loved it. Dear Evan Hansen took six awards, including Best Musical and Best Actor for breakout star 23-year-old Ben Platt.
I think that the reason that the show and his character are so universal, especially for young people, is because nobody escapes feeling like an outsider. I gave
the nickel. Tonight's other big musical star was really no surprise. Hello, Dolly won Best Revival, and Bette Midler, who won an honorary Tony more than 40 years ago, took home her very first competitive statue for Best Actress in a Musical. Sherry Preston, ABC News, New York.
It was a Radio City Music Hall in New York City last night. Bette Midler gave a really, 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 really long acceptance speech. She thanked everyone, including the Tony voters.
I'd like to thank the American Theater Wing to begin with and all the Tony voters, many of whom I have actually dated. And
twice they play the music, try to get you to wrap up, and she did not wrap
going.
Up. She just kept talking and then went on and on and on. A little later, the host of the show, Kevin Spacey, came out dressed as his character, the House of Cards character Frank Underwood, as the president. He looked straight into the camera and said, "I want to get the hell out of here before Bette Midler thanks anyone else."
Well, there you go.
Which got a huge
good
line.
Good line, yeah.
There you go. The Tony Awards in New York City last night. Something, we don't know, but something went down on the set of Bachelor in Paradise. Now the show may not happen this summer.
Usually there's a lot of drama on Bachelor in Paradise.
I just want to go home.
But apparently this time there was more than usual. The show, which tapes in Mexico, has suspended filming. We're told by Warner Brothers, which produces the show for ABC, that there were allegations of misconduct on set, and filming has been paused while they investigate. No more official details. The future of this summer's season is now in doubt. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Misconduct?
What does that mean? Hmm. Misconduct.
Wow.
It's pretty vague.
Yeah. Could mean anything.
Yeah. Which, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. But and how do you find actors who have misconduct? Because usually actors are misconducting
all the time. Well, these
aren't
actors. These are real people.
Oh, so that's true.
Wink, wink.
They're real people. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, real people. Yeah.
Anyway. Well, they're real attractive people.
Real attractive. Yeah.
So that continues to go on.
Yeah.
We do have a few birthdays today to pass along. Some good birthdays today. How about Jim Nabors is 87 today.
Shazam!
Gomer Pyle.
Gomer Pyle.
Of course, he was on the Andy Griffith Show, and then he got his own show as Gomer Pyle.
Weird, weird guy, but a great singer.
And
voice.
he was a great singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had that dorky, you know, corny speaking voice.
Yeah, and kind of a sidebar mouth.
Drawl, but yeah. Then he had this almost operatic singing voice. Yeah,
you wouldn't believe it was the same
right.
guy.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Jim Nabors is 87 today. Composer Richard Sherman is 89 today. Of course, he wrote the music to Mary Poppins and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and others. And Vic Damone is also 89 years old today. Another crooner. And from back in the day, maybe the last, I guess kind of you think of Vic Damone and Tony Bennett, maybe the last of the
yeah.
old-time crooners that are
Sinatra
still alive.
Sinatra and Bing Crosby.
They're all
guys.
Gone.
Yeah.
Of course, Sinatra, of course, once said about Vic Damone, he has the best pipes in the business. It's pretty good when Sinatra is laying
Sinatra
that,
that
compliment on
yep.
you.
Yep.
Vic Damone is 89 today. And we pass along the weekend the death of actor Adam West. Pop culture icon for his role as Batman on TV in the 1960s. He passed away at the age of 88.
Adam West was best known for the role that made him famous. Batman! West played the Caped Crusader in the campy TV series that aired in the 60s and also starred in the 1966 Batman movie. In a 2001 interview, West told me,
"It was amazing. You know, you felt like a rock star."
In later years, Adam West was a voiceover artist, appearing as himself on TV shows, including Family Guy and The Simpsons.
Adam West!
Bill Deal, ABC News.
Adam West, TV's Batman. Here's some file audio from an interview about 16 years ago, and he talked about what it was like putting on that Batman costume.
It's not easy to walk out in tights for the first time in that silly costume. But the moment I walked out across that stage floor, it was crazy. It was like they accepted it. They accepted it. They said, "Look, there's Batman."
Look, there's Batman. Yep. The great Adam West passed away at the age of 88. But he will always live forever as TV's Batman.
Of course, I got very close to that situation, as you
yes,
know.
Yes, I know.
Doing a personal interview with Burt Ward. Robin.
Yeah. You've got your little Batman connection over
there. Oh,
yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Love Batman.
Entertainment news in the Blur is brought to you by Pizza John's in Derby. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They do lunch specials, too, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check them out. It's tasty pizza. I'm telling you, it's right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. Mm-mm, Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update. A retailer in Mays is growing. That story. More news coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.